The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will weep and mourn while the world rejoices, but your grief will become joy. When a woman is in labor, she is in anguish because her hour has arrived. But when she has given birth to a child, she no longer remembers the pain because of her joy that a child has been born into the world. So you also are now in anguish. But I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy away from you. On that day, you will not question me about anything. Amen, amen, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you." The Gospel of the Lord. You will grieve, but your grief will become joy. I think some of the parents of the children who were murdered this week in Uvalde, Texas, happened to be at Mass today and hear these words. I think it's going to be very hard for them to believe that would ever happen. They might even find them to be offensive because they are grieving. Grieving the loss of their innocent children. And yet, what we do usually in times like this, whether we're grieving the loss of a loved one, grieving the loss of a job, of our dreams, of whatever it is that we're going through that time of grieving, usually people, our friends, family, will come around us and try to support us. They support us with words of comfort, with their love, with their presence, their time, with their prayers. That's not going to take the grief away, but in the midst of the darkness, these actions, as small as they are, will be that sparks of light to help the people recognize that this will pass. They need the strength to endure during this difficult time of darkness. You know, what we celebrate, the resurrection of Jesus, Easter, the ascension coming up, Pentecost, the reason we celebrate him with such great joy and for a long time is not because they just happened to Jesus, but because they change our lives. They change our existence. What Jesus is telling his disciples, as well as reminding us this morning, that everything in this world will not last forever. It's transitory. It will end. Even death. And he gives the example of a mother giving birth to a child. Through Jesus' death and resurrection, death becomes for us an opportunity to birth, to be born in a new eternal life. That life only will last forever. But nothing on this world will last forever. Many of us probably have experienced grief due to the loss of a loved one. We know it doesn't go away, but it becomes more and more bearable with time. That's, I think, what the world needs to be reminded of today. That what those families are going through one day will be an opportunity for joy when they will be reunited with their children in heaven. It doesn't take the pain away or the suffering, but gives them hope. Hope that we give them through all our kinds of charity and love and kindness that we'll show to families who are grieving. And sometimes I wonder if those sparks of hope, sparks of love that we are showing and showering those families with, or any family who's experiencing the loss of a loved one, if those same sparks were offered to the men who cannot do those heinous acts, who commit those murders, whether it would have made a difference in their lives, whether it would have given them hope and helped them to realize that whatever they're dealing with, is not forever, that there is a way out, and that way is Jesus. I know usually these situations are very complicated. It's not one factor that makes a difference. But I believe that if we show those people that same hope and love, things will be different. We don't need to wait till laws change. And yes, we could be active and work towards changing laws. But it all starts with us. Are we being messengers of hope, of love, of kindness? Do we show care and compassion about others? Do we share that kindness and compassion with them? In a world that some forces are trying to take God out of it, it's hard to see why would people turn and become these sparks of love and hope. That's the way that Jesus came to show us. We all get upset, we all get angry, we all fear that anguish, and yet we move along with our lives without changing ourselves to become more efficient messengers of Jesus' message and word. That's the kingdom that Jesus came to proclaim. That's the kingdom he continued to preach and lived and taught his disciples even after his resurrection. That's what we're called to be as we approach the Feast of Pentecost and the coming down of the Holy Spirit that we have received. Let us pray in the coming days that the Lord will revive those gifts of the Holy Spirit that we received, that will make him active in our lives, so it not just can transform us, but transform the whole world.